And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. It's Friday, and, well, it's Memorial Day weekend. And let me just get out this Memorial Day weekend rant. I'll probably be here Monday as well. I won't be taking the day off. But here's my rant. Memorial Day weekend. One in which we spend memorializing. Is that the word? I don't know. Bottom line is we talk about the memory and we honor the memory of the soldiers that have lost their lives in combat. Many people, they have their high fructose corn syrup on top of their genetically modified, separated, mechanical hot dogs. Mechanically separated, that's the word I was looking for. Anyways, it's been a long week. The baby was up at 4 o'clock in the morning today. 4 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't usually do this, but I'm still recovering. I'm a bit verklempt. I haven't been able to catch up on my rest. I hopefully will get a good night's sleep tonight. Anyways, I digress. Memorial Day weekend. So we're remembering those that lost their lives. We have a celebration, barbecue, and most people drink their toxic alcohol and high fructose corn syrup. But the bottom line is, do we really honor these people that lost their lives? Because of the fact of the matter is, the powers that shouldn't be, you know who I'm talking about? The ones that use military men and women as pawns in their chess game, as their sacrificial lamb, as their dogs. That's why they call it a dog tag. Because that's all they are. They're useless eaters. War's good for a couple things. One of which, it gets rid of some people in the process. It's also good for the economy. And on this Memorial Day, what are you doing to really remember the people that have lost their lives and to prevent it from continuing? That's the question that I want you to ask yourselves. And I know all of you who are listening right now, I don't have to preach to you. I don't have to tell you twice. You all know this. So happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. I hope you get to spend some time with your friends and family because that's very important while we still can. Tonight's guest, you're going to love tonight's show. Joni Cox is coming on. Joni Cox has combined her love for radio and natural health on Natural News Radio to bring you Homegrown Health, a weekly radio show she does that pertains to everything family. Something right up my alley, ladies and gentlemen, as you know. Topics will include most everything that is home-based and that affects today's family. Home birthing, process that my wife and I just recently went through. Breastfeeding, something that we're lucky enough to be doing. Baby wearing, something I do every single day. Boy, is baby wearing a great topic. And I know this sounds boring. You'd rather hear about Benghazi and whatnot. Well, here's what we really should be talking about. The family, parental rights, vaccine education, homeschooling, home gardening, raising homegrown children, homesteading, alternative health modalities, and so many other things. I'm excited to have Joni Cox on tonight's show. You can find her show at Natural News Radio. She'll be our guest coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movie, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We have the benefit of Joni Cox on tonight's show. Again, she talks about all sorts of great stuff. From breastfeeding to homeschooling, Joni is a wealth of information on a plethora of topics that are close to my heart here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Joni, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. You're a dad after my own heart. I like to give kudos to you for baby wearing. That's great.
I brought it up in my talk at the Free Your Mind conference, and I had done a little bit more research on baby wearing, and I had learned that for a father, it's one of the best things that we can do. It helps give the mom a break. It also allows us to have that close connection, literally close connection with our baby, which has all sorts of hormones, or maybe hormones is not the right word, but all sorts of oxytocin, the hormone of love, if you will, released and shared between the father and the baby. And then also I learned from Dr. Sears that a father's voice box when they baby wear is very soothing for the baby and is something that is unique between the father and the baby. So I'm a big believer of baby wearing. I have a organic Ergo that I wear religiously. And if anything happens, Joni, if my baby's, you know, if he's crying or just a little bit fussy, it's always, Bob, time for the Ergo. So that's our fallback position, is me walking around with him in the Ergo.
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, you took everything out. Everything that I would say about father's baby wearing, you just presented it. It's wonderful. I'm so glad to know such a well-educated, wide-awake, bonded, you know, in tune with your emotional self kind of dad. I'm so happy to meet you and to know
does
you.
That, does that make me a sissy?
No, that makes you super dad. That makes you sexy, not sissy, sexy.
Oh, okay.
You have to get it right. Yeah. There's nothing better than seeing dads wear their babies. It's a big turn on for mom and likely other women, but that's fine because they'll just know how lucky your wife is, right? And your child.
Well, I don't know if she knows how lucky she is. She forgets. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
We all take one another for granted at times, don't we? It happens very easily. Just be loving. She'll get to you. She'll get to you in a couple of years, Bob.
I know. We're so swamped right now with the baby. But A lot to look forward to. And, you know, the family is so important. For a moment, let's put this in perspective for my listeners who are more in tune to perhaps what's going on geopolitically with the IRS scandal and Benghazi and you know, all the other corruption. My listeners are very aware in that regard. They know about the false flag terrorist attacks that have taken place. They know about the genetically modified food, and the list goes on and on. But why is the family and focusing on crunchy solutions, for lack of a better way of putting it, so important to you, Joni?
Well, for me, it started with, being in tune with myself, being in tune with my kids, because it really affects how you view the rest of the world. A lot of people don't understand that what happens at home and how you start birthing. I mean, just the birthing process alone for a woman, the difference between an empowered birth, where it's natural and she's allowed to feel and experience birth from a it's not a medical procedure, it's an actual transformation, it's an empowering experience, it's something that is just a very natural process, a human experience. When we don't have that, when that is taken from us, when our birthing freedoms and birthing rights as women are taken from us, likewise with dad too, because he feels pretty helpless at the time of birth when a woman in a hospital is just being really honestly taken advantage of with technology and procedures that are mostly unnecessary in normal low-risk births. When that power is taken from her, then how she views the world, something happens and transforms in her psyche. So how she views her world, how she views her children, and how she views her community, that all changes drastically.
It's trauma-based mind control, in a sense, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm very well aware and wide awake on everything, like you were talking about with geopolitics and false flags. I'm right there, wide awake with the whole entire process. And understand that. And I do touch on some of those things in my shows, but I came to understand that foundationally in our minds, if we aren't, you know, if the things aren't triggered in our mind that are meant to be triggered there, and we have something else that takes place, like you said, the trauma-based mindsets, then that can be extremely harmful to our worldview, because that's part of our sheepleism. That's how, if we're not wide awake and emotionally open with our births and with our children, then we're not likely going to protect them the way that we need to. You know, you talked about oxytocin and the exchange of the bonding love hormone. When a woman breastfeeds, when a woman gives birth, I mean, that oxytocin is something that flows continuously throughout that process, and that's how you get the mama bear and the papa bear protective mechanism. And
sure.
You think about all the, you know, if men aren't allowed in the delivery room, or if dads aren't involved in the process of pregnancy, birth, and delivery, if moms are numbed completely and given a ton of painkillers or knocked completely out, those natural processes aren't going to happen. And so we see the rise in, like, postpartum depression and women pushing kids away, or they're just constantly institutionalized. I mean, we don't honor the postpartum care that women actually need to have for the full 40 days after giving birth. We don't honor that in a way where we help women establish healthy breastfeeding relationships, which also promotes, of course, the oxytocin. So children are institutionalized from the time they're 6 weeks old until they graduate high school, and then beyond in college. So it's like we never get out of school. We never get uninstitutionalized. And I think that's a really important understanding to have in the realm of family.
Perhaps that's why so many people are so interested in unschooling as opposed to schooling. And that's definitely something that we've been looking at very closely. And the second my baby was born, you know, we had a home birth. I don't want to reiterate my birthing story. I was on Robert Scott Bell's show. I don't know if you heard.
I did. That's how I found out about you. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had planned a home birth, but ended up in the belly of the beast, per our midwife's recommendation. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. Who knows if that was the right thing to do. But regardless of being in the belly of the beast, otherwise known as the hospital, I was able to hold on to some things that were very important to me. And I think we have to understand that, yes, there's the possibility of a traumatic experience with the birthing process, something that's supposed to be probably one of the most important, or not probably, is the most important parts of your life. Both as the baby is concerned and the parents. And so I guess this is a long-winded way of me saying, you know, we can take control even if you do happen to end up in the hospital. For instance, when the baby was born, I was very, very quick to rip my shirt off. Now, I didn't do it Superman style, but I just took my shirt off, and I held the baby skin to skin, okay?
Wonderful.
And they weren't, and that baby did not leave our sight for a second. From what I understand, skin to skin, going back to the oxytocin and that exchange, is a very important process when the baby's first born moving on from that point on. And the other thing we did was we did not subject the baby to vaccines. You know, even if you have to pick and choose your battles with the hospital and tell them it's for religious reasons, you still have, for the most part, the right to say no. Now, there's horror stories. We've all heard them. You know, Child Protection Services might come after you, although that didn't happen with us, although they threatened it after I had, you know, said no to the HIV test, which is a whole different topic that both of us have gotten into. But, you know, there are things people can do. And rather than sit here and talk about the negative, I'd like to just make that clear, that there's all sorts of positive things that you can stand up, even if you're not a parent, and take control of your situation.
Right, right. And being educated is always the first step. You know, the tagline on my show on Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com is to take charge of your health and healing all from home, because that's where it starts. If you have to make that choice at, you know, wherever you're at, you have to make that choice. It's in your home. It's in your power. And as parents, we need to be educated, because most parents, unfortunately, don't know until after. We're such a reactionary society. You know, we really are. We don't go to the doctor till after we're sick. We don't think about, and then we get what? Put on antibiotics, right? Which kind of nuke bombs our whole system. Whereas if we would be a little more preventative and eat the non-GMO organic foods and just have a little bit of foresight, then we would really be having a more like preventative mindset and be able to actually prevent some of these situations in our life rather than just simply reacting to them.
Right. That's important. Mainstream medicine doesn't focus on that. It focuses on only poisoning you once you've already been poisoned and are sick. What is your protocol for that, Joni? What do you do? You mentioned you don't eat genetically modified stuff. You stay away from the processed junk. What else?
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned, I think, you know, having this foundational understanding of the difference between the germ theory and the law of the terrain, understanding how germs work and bacteria and microbes work in our body, the fact that you ripped your shirt off and had your baby on your skin, your baby was getting your friendly germs and your bacteria and skin microbes from your body, which also helps colonize his gut. So between moms, you know, birth canal or being born and being in contact with your skin versus a nurse and doctor's gloves and, you know, totally sterile situation, that's actually helping to colonize the baby's gut. I studied fetal immunology, and immunologists got a hold of me and said, oh, I love what you post on Facebook, and I'm trying to make this app. Would you do some research for me? And so I gladly did. And as I started studying fetal immunology, the birthing process became so much more important that we have natural births, because the baby actually gets those necessary microbes and bugs, good gut bugs, that helps build their immune system. Our immune system, 90% of it is located in our gastrointestinal tract. So we have to have a really good gut flora, and the microbes from our skin and that skin-to-skin contact helps to establish that. So
yeah.
It's
especially
really great.
Vaginal birth, because the fluids there are extremely important for that as well, from what I understand. Yeah, I've been learning about this, and I see you had Dawn Lester on. We're scheduled to have her on coming up in the coming weeks as well about the germ theory. Anyways, we got to take a quick break, and it's my gut feeling that when we come back, Joni Cox and I are going to continue to hit the health world hard.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alright, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight, Joni Cox, and her radio show, Homegrown Health. It can be heard Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Natural News Radio. Joni, good to have you again. And let's see, where were we? We were talking about the gut health and how important that is. Probiotics instead of antibiotics?
Yeah. And actually, I want to just update. My time did get changed because I have new shows now on Mondays and Wednesdays. So it's Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern on naturalnewsradio.com. So thanks for being patient with me and letting me say that.
No, that's cool. I want to make sure we get the time right so people can actually tune in. But all of it's archived as well, right?
It is. You just click on my picture when you go to naturalnewsradio.com, and you'll get a whole list of archives. The show's a little bit over a year old now, and I'm having a blast with it. And like you said, yeah, gut health, probiotics instead of antibiotics. Very simply put, antibiotics, bio meaning life, anti meaning against. So antibiotics are against life. It looks like a nuke bomb in your gut. And once you understand the difference between the germ theory and the law of the terrain, you understand that it's best to build up your gut health and your immune health. So that way your body, when it does encounter something nasty, then it can fight it off. As I explained to my kids, we build up our good guy army. And, with antibiotics, it simply means against life. So, probiotics meaning for life. So you just have that understanding. And it's a lot deeper than that with regards to germs, bacteria, viruses, as you'll find out when you have Dawn Lester on your show. She's a great interview, and it's just mind-blowing when you understand the invisible micro-world that we have going on. We have, right, you know, more microbes in our bodies than we have cells. It's a 10-to-1 ratio. So we have, you know, 100 trillion cells in our body. You can imagine how many microbes and germs, bacteria, and viruses we actually do have inside.
It's fascinating to learn more about this germ theory. We're going to have the lady that Joni just mentioned, Dawn Lester, coming on in future shows. She sent me her book, Why Germs Don't Make You Ill and Drugs Can't Cure You. And it covers a whole lot of ground, but it's definitely stuff that you'll be interested in, and we'll get to that in a future show. I think we're going to have her on either next week or the week after. But Joni, back to probiotics. What are some means in which you get probiotics into your diet? Fermented foods, kombucha, yeah. What else?
Well, there's always supplementation, but I usually like to stick with whole food sources. Fermented foods, simply put, you can stick some cabbage in a jar on your counter, add some salt, you know, press it, you know, leave it on your counter for 24 to 48 hours and eat it. And the natural, it grabs the natural, you know, bugs in the air, the viruses, the bacteria, things that are naturally airborne, it will ferment it. And those are really great ways to get probiotics into your body. You can make sauerkraut. You can ferment raw grass-fed milk, either from cows with an A2 DNA. There's a difference between beta casein, which is found in store-bought milk, which is an A1 DNA type, and A2, usually found in your Jersey or Guernsey cows, and goat's milk, which is more easily digestible, has all of the digestive enzymes and the healthy saturated fats and the probiotics in it that way. So, I mean, there's a huge fight for raw milk right now. So this is why our food sovereignty, our food freedoms are so important, because what we feed our family will determine the level of health that we experience. And without our health, we really don't have anything. You mean, when you're sick and in bed, you can't work, you can't fight for the things you're passionate for, you can't live a fulfilled, sustainable life. So you want to make sure that you do have your health. Fermented foods, another great way. You know, you can make kefir, you can make whey from the cow's milk, you can make yogurts. I mean, there's all kinds of things, but one of the greatest things is when you grow gardens, when you grow and you have good, nutrient-dense, rich organic soil, you work it in your hands, and there's a really great product, really great probiotic called a homeostatic soil organism. And I learned that from Dr. Jordan Rubin, who wrote a book called The Maker's Diet. He also now runs, it's like an MLM, but it's beyond organic. And he was very ill with Crohn's disease. And when he started studying probiotics, he learned that there are these really beefy, it's like the mega superheroes of probiotics found in the soil. And when you allow those things to get underneath your skin and your nails and in your toes, they get into your body and they actually attach themselves to different places in your body and can attack any kind of, you know, like bad germ or bad virus before it even gets to your gut, to your immune system.
I knew there was a reason why I'd like to be barefoot and get my hands in the dirt and mm-hmm. not wear gloves. My wife, she puts on these gloves, and you know, she digs her hand with the gloves on. But I don't know. I guess it could be good if you got fire ants like we do here in Florida. But
yeah,
I kind of like being close to nature in that regard. And gardening is another big passion of ours. We have gardened more in the past. This year has been kind of hectic. But the idea is to just practice these things. And even if you don't have the space, you can always be a kitchen gardener and have some sprouts in the kitchen. That's one way of getting the skills of sprouting seeds and growing things that are fresh, live food. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about diet. I also want to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We got somebody already waiting to speak with you, Joni. Jeez,
great.
You're popular. And we'll get to so much more in just a little bit. Next week, starting off Monday, we'll have Dr. Mark Circus on to continue our shows on health. I like to do a number of different shows on health. I think it's important. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right,
get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines. That's 800-313-9443. We're talking with Joni Cox from Natural News Radio and Homegrown Health. She's got all sorts of things going on. And before we get to the phone lines, you were at the last Health Freedom Expo. I saw some of the photos. You got to hang out with all these people that, geez, I'd love to have hanged out with. From Robert Scott Bell to my buddy Liam Sheff to Jonathan Emore to the Joy Camp guys. Geez, it looks like you had a great time.
I did. Actually, my listeners, I took up donations because I wasn't going to be able to afford to go because of a nasty thing called a divorce. And so that took up most of my money, as most people know with those things. But they started making donations so I could go. They really wanted all of the life-giving information that I was going to bring back and do interviews, and just had a blast. So yeah, I'm so thankful to my listeners for doing that. And I was able to go and had an absolute wonderful time. Liam Sheff and I did a kind of a comedy show on Saturday night where we interviewed Jeffrey Smith, author of Seeds of Deception. He's the leading researcher and the whistleblower on the GMOs, and you know, Monsanto's probably most wanted, but he's from the Institute of Responsible Technology. So he was there. We did Alex Jameson. She was in the movie Super Side of Me. She used to be married to Morgan Spurlock, but they're no longer together, but she still has her own food initiative. I mean, Health Freedom, and Jonathan Emore, of course, is just Superman to me. He's, you know, been able to sue the FDA 9 times
Is it because he's got that flat top that you can't mess with?
That's what it is, baby. That's what it is. I call it. We talked about his hair. We call it Bam Chicka Wow Wow hair. That's what I call it.
But for those that don't know, and we've had Jonathan E. Moore on the show, and I know you have as well, Joni, he is somebody who has taken on the FDA and has been successful, which is hard to do considering they're such a rogue agency. And he stands up for people who are providing actual cures for things like cancer or actual remedies for a whole list of things, and are told by the FDA, who's beholden to Big Pharma, that, well, they're not allowed to do this because it's natural and we'd much rather you take the poison of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Well, it's important to me, too, the work that Jonathan does because of parental rights. You know, as parents, most people don't understand that we're up against something called the UNCRC, or the UN Rights to Counsel the Child. And our country has not officially adopted that yet, but it is being fast-tracked, and it has been on schedule to be fast-tracked, you know, since the Obama administration. Many other presidents have tried to get it pushed forward, too. And basically what it is it will completely terminate the rest of the rights that we have as parents for our kids to make educational, medical, or religious decisions for them. And there's a company, or a company, there's an organization called parentalrights.org. They're trying to amend the Constitution to include more specific wording about parental rights. And that was the very first interview that I did was with Michael Ferris, who is a constitutional lawyer and founder of parentalrights.org. I had him on my very first show because everything that I do naturally could not be done without parental rights. Quickly, what basically happens is, because of the wording in our Constitution, it says that whatever treaty we enter into, therefore it shall become the law of the land. Well, that's a little bit different than some of your other, you know, legislative, you know, documentation from other countries. Like, for instance, in a place where Sharia law is dominant or primary, Sharia law will trump the UNCRC. But in our country, because of the wording, it will not. It means the UNCRC will trump whatever other religious beliefs that we have or philosophical beliefs that we have. So we run into, on my show a lot, I get parents who call saying, you know, we didn't want to do chemo with our kids, and we asked for an alternative treatment, or we asked for a second opinion, and that's all it took. And the oncologists are on the phone with DCFS, and I covered a story that I'm not even legally allowed to talk about on the air anymore because DCFS ended up getting involved, and this child is being given a ton of chemotherapy and treatments against their parents' wishes. And there's really not a whole lot we can do about it. I've tried to find every lawyer that I could to try to help them, and nobody can undo what's been done.
I heard a little bit about this with your recent interview on, what was it, I Cure Cancer?
Yeah, with Ian Jacklin, iCureCancer.com. He kind of joined the fight after I had to start backing off a little bit. But yeah, we worked really hard to try to bring some awareness to the situation. I called over 40 different organizations to try to get them to help. I called politicians. I called state legislators. I put in a lot of hours, kind of a couple of weeks on the phone trying to help this family, and I was amazed at how little help there really was. So guys like Jonathan Emord, they get my support 100%, and you know, I'll do whatever I can to help them out.
Yeah, mine as well. Joni, real quick before we go to the phone lines, you were also telling me you're going to be a part of during the next Health and Freedom Expo. This one's in Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's coming up June 7th through the 9th. If you want to go, you can go to healthfreedomexpo.com. Friday is a free day, so you can sign up and get your free ticket there. Otherwise, it's very, very affordable to go for the whole weekend, which I highly suggest. I'm pretty excited. It's a landmark for me. I've been attending Health Freedom Expos for the last 3 or 4 years, and they don't have anything on birthing, on our foundational freedoms and birthing choice. And so I approached the Health Freedom Expo crew at the Long Beach one that I was in back in March, and pitched the proposal, and they said, yep, let's go for it. So I'll be moderating a birthing choice panel on Saturday, June 8th at 1 p.m., and it's a 90-minute panel, and we're going to be discussing birth choice and birth around the world, what it looks like, you know, in other countries compared to here, why we have such a horrible infant mortality death rate, why maternal death rates are on the rise. That's a really dirty little secret in America nobody really likes to talk about.
I thought our technology was supposed to be getting better.
Yeah, it's technology can get better, and I'll tell you, I'm thankful for some of the technology we have. Emergency C-sections, when it's a true emergency, is actually life-saving, and I'm thankful for them when they're needed. But our C-section rate just keeps going up, 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 and it's more elective, and we just, yeah, the technology, just because we have it doesn't always mean we should use it.
No, that's true. So is this panel already selected?
It is. It is. I've got Dr. Mayer Eisenstein. He's the founder of Home First in Illinois. He was a team. He started a team of physicians or OBGYNs who started home birthing. He's got about over 70,000 patients, and he's really well known in the autism world because they did there's a vaccinated unvaccinated study just waiting to happen. With all of his patients, they're not vaccinated, and the rates of autism, the rates of ADHD, the rates of ear infections, the rates of chronic illness are very slim to none. I think he had a few years ago maybe only one patient who was autistic, and that was because they were already diagnosed but prior to coming to his practice. And then Dan Olmsted wrote the article, and there was another subsector group was the Amish, who are greatly unvaccinated. And so we've been begging the FDA, we've been begging the CDC for a vaxxed, unvaxxed study so we could, shed light on vaccines as an issue here in our country. I did do some research, though, and did find the very first vaxxed, unvaxxed study in Leicester, England, back in the middle 1800s that I featured on Kurt Linderman's show, Linderman Unleashed, which is also a national news radio show, and he wrote an article about it. So you could just Google Joni Cox vaxxed, unvaxxed study, and you'll find the archaeological medical dig that I was able to do.
Interesting. Who else is on the panel?
Mary Summers. She's a certified professional midwife. She has an apprenticeship clinic up in Wisconsin. She's been a midwife for over 30 years worldwide. So she brings a wide variety of experiences to be able to share with us what that global picture looks like from a person who's been in the field for so long. And now she's training other women how to become a certified professional midwife, which, by the way, is very different from a certified nurse midwife who's trained under the guise of the hospitals. Midwifery is one of the oldest professions on the planet. Yeah. And then I've got Dr. Aaron Skinner. He's an Atlas Orthogonal chiropractor. I've had him on my show last year.
Say that five times fast, will you?
Atlas Orthogonal. See, I messed it up on the second try. Basically, what that is it's an upper cervical specialty, which specializes in the brainstem area of your spine, which is one of the first things to form in utero.
Right.
And there's a thing in the hospital birth that's used called gentle traction, which is anything but. It creates micro tears in the upper cervical area of a baby's neck, and which creates automatic inflammation. And so when moms have trouble nursing, I mean, babies, gentle traction can be used to so many different degrees, but basically they're trying to pull the baby out of the mom's body, which it doesn't work. A woman's vagina acts as a sphincter, and it's the only time in a woman's life that it will act as that, as a sphincter, and that's during birth. So it's called the sphincter law, coined by Ina May Gaskin, who's one of America's beloved home birth midwives. But so they'll pull on the neck, and they've actually decapitated babies while they're still inside their mother's body and ending in and resulting in death as a result of this practice.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, so it can be something. Yeah, it can be something as small as these tears that nobody understands is there, and they just think, "Oh, the baby's crying." You know, "Oh, there's a fussy baby." "Oh, I have a colicky baby." Well, they may have birth injury that you know nothing of, unless you know if gentle traction was used. So he goes into some of the practices that they use in hospitals and kind of sheds some light on that and how we have to be really careful when we allow the baby's head to be born.
Well, this sounds like a fascinating panel. If you don't know Janice Barcello, you should definitely check out her work. Have you ever heard of her?
You know, the name sounds familiar, but there are so many names in the midwifery world.
Sure.
I would love to connect with her, though. I love my sisters.
She is great. She is a doula, but she's very specialized in the effects of trauma-based hospital births, and we've had her on a number of different times. I'll send you her contact info and some links to some interviews she's done. She's right up your alley. But let's go to some phone lines, some phone calls, because people have been waiting patiently.
Thank you.
We'll start with, let's see here, who do we have? Neil in Texas. Neil.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I want to digress to the beginning of your show.
Go ahead.
I learned this back in the mid-1980s, before my firstborn came along, that you could teach your child in the womb. And I did that, and he turned out to be remarkable in mathematics, and he was reading when he was three years old, and I would like your guest to comment on it.
Well, I will comment on it as well. As far as I'm concerned, that's a great idea. And one of the things that I've learned is that the baby becomes familiar with your voice as you talk to them. And this sounds crazy because you look at it and you're like, well, why are you talking to a pregnant belly? But you're absolutely right. There is a great, great chance that it helps the baby's development and that it really resonates with the baby. So I think that's a great thing to bring up. Joni, what do you think about talking to the baby before they're born as far as the development of the child is concerned?
Well, I think, you know, it's a great idea, and I did it with all of my pregnancies. My children are all very bright. They're very talkative. They're very connected. The baby will get used to mom's voice, but I think also the baby starts hearing in utero. They grow ears, you know, so they start hearing right around, I believe, you know, 12 to 20 weeks, somewhere in there, they really start hearing their sounds around them, and that becomes familiar. That becomes their environment. I played classical music for my babies. All of them are musically talented. And the one baby that I played music for and spent the most time, it was my last pregnancy, talking to her the most, she came out and at 9 months, she hummed Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in perfect tune, in perfect pitch. And I think it had everything to do with
wow.
the fact that I spent time with her playing music, singing, and always been very interactive with my children, even in utero. I mean, a lot of people forget that they're neurologically developing. They're developing all of their organs, and I just like plants, right? Don't plants grow better when you play classical music for them and have a happier environment? I think they thrive.
That's what the studies show.
Right, right. So why wouldn't you know? How much more important would it be for our children?
Oh, that's a great point. Anything else before we let you go? Wes? Or it's Neil, rather?
Neil,
okay. Let's talk to Wes in Idaho. Wes, are you there?
Yeah. Are we connected?
We are.
Yeah. On getting close to the Earth, I do earthing in which I get close to the Earth. What do? I lay in the sun in my swim trunks right on the gravel, and it is supposed to help dissipate electricity that has been built up in the body, like being around cell phones or computers or whatever.
Interesting.
It's called earthing. I actually have a book on the subject, and at first I heard it, I understand that all the bicycle racers in the Tour de France were earthing every night. I'm not sure whether they use some kind of a wire running from their bed out to the ground or what, but they were earthing.
So you do this during the day, Wes, and
yeah.
how often do you do this?
Well, I am trying to get sun as well. In fact, I
sure
stare at the sun for 5 or 10 minutes a day as well. There's a movie out there called Eat the Sun, and your pineal gland is supposed to grow from staring in the sun.
I remember you calling me about that me about that.
I've got a good 2 or 3, 4 hours in the last couple, 3 months, and I'm not blind. I don't feel any bad effects. Parental ownership of children. It's your marriage license that actually gives the government authority over your children. I learned this 20, 25 years ago. There's actually people that divorce and just make a Christian commitment to one another. But it was actually a Senator Pfeiffer that said just exactly that. I mean, you have two people coming. Hey, can we have permission to get married? Oh, I guess so. That'll make the byproduct the children of the marriage ours. We will.
Interesting. Wes, thank you for the call.
I'm
not legally married, but I definitely see the, you know, the power and commitment, and if, you know, it's important. So that's interesting to know. Joni, when we come back, we'll get your final thoughts on all this and so much more. It's been great having you. Joni Cox has been our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to take our final break and conclude with finishing remarks from Joni. And don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground on tonight's show with Joni Cox. Check out her show on Natural News Radio, Homegrown Health, hosted by Joni Cox. And, well, we've only been able to really scratch the surface with a lot of these topics. So we'll have to have you back on. This has been a lot of fun. Any final comments on anything that we've covered or anything coming up or anything that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, I always have something to talk about, Bob, but I think I can say that Wes, your last caller, was right on. I mean, earthing is a great idea. I just did that, running around outside barefoot with the kids, and a friend of mine even lifted me up in the air and did airplane with me the other day. It was a lot of fun. Just connecting with the earth is really important. Grow food, not lawns, people. GMO, tomorrow I'm going to be marching. It's the Worldwide March Against Monsanto. If you want to march in your area, go to march-against www.monsanto.com to find a location near you. It's happening worldwide. We are saying no collectively to GMOs. And
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we have one going on here locally as well. And I definitely urge people not to just be keyboard commandos, but actually join your local march. Chances are there's something going on.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, make sure that you're growing food in the dirt organically. Get heirloom seeds and find a local clean water source that's fluoride-free. Fight for, you know, everything that you can. I mean, we're being medicated without our consent with fluoride, and it's definitely damaging. Speaking of the pineal gland that Wes brought up, that gets calcified, and it gets all kinds of damage to it in your brain as a result of fluoride. So we are definitely, you know, really under attack with our food freedom and our water freedom. If we don't have food and water, we can't live healthy lives. So you definitely, I encourage you to please grow things and get together with your local sure. community and your community gardens. And you can join my Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/homegrownhealth and join the conversation there. And, yeah, thanks for checking out my show. It's at 5 p.m. Eastern on Mondays and Wednesdays on naturalnewsradio.com, Bob.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. You know, I consider this type of show, Joni, to be a prerequisite to anything else that we cover. Because if your health is not in order, then the political process doesn't matter. Then the, you know, expose on the various false flags doesn't matter, although they do matter. But you have to be healthy, and you have to have, at the end of the day, control over what you can have control over at the very least. It's one of the last means in which we can say, no big government, no nanny state, no big pharma. No, I'm not going to put that in my body. So nobody's holding you down, telling you that you have to consume these poisons and toxins in our environment. So in that regard, it's very powering, and it's very important that we cover these things, and it's definitely a prerequisite to anything else. So
yeah, it's like the Maslow hierarchy of needs. You know, it's, if we don't have clean air, clean food, and clean water, then our very basic needs aren't met. Then what? You know, and the other stuff, like you said, it doesn't matter. But everything will start to fall into place once we hold on to our food and health sovereignty and recognize those freedoms as being sacred and waking up in order to fight for those freedoms.
Well said. All right, that's the bottom line, Joni. Thanks so much. We'll have to have you on again.
Thanks, Bob. It was my pleasure.
Take care. All right, folks, that does it for us this week. And we'll be back next week with more health-related shows. I got Dr. Mark Cercas coming on to talk about mental toxicity, as well as sodium bicarbonate, magnesium bicarbonate, a new thing he's been researching, and so much more. The Bob Tuscan Show is brought to you by my own urge to get out there and vent and do something about the situation we're in and share that learning process with all of you. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial